You're listening to Radio Yorkshire, and yesterday, Kell Brook, the news was announced that he will defend his IBF welterweight crown for the third time, that against the Argentinian Diego Chavez on the 24th of October in Sheffield, and he joins me on the line to chat about the fight now. How are you doing, Kell?
Yeah, fantastic, thanks.
Good. You're back in camp already for this fight, and finally good to know who you're going to be facing.
Yeah, it's always good to have it official and getting a face in my mind when I'm training and knowing, you know, who I'm up against.
And good to have a test against someone like Chavez. Do you feel now's the right time to face somebody like him?
Yeah, you know, it's I like the big fights, and you know, make no mistake, all you got to do is type his name in and have a look at him in his fight. He's never in a dull fight. He brings, you know, he brings fireworks and bangers every time he comes to fight. He's always there's blood flying around when he fights. So, you know, the fans are in for a real treat. You know, he's gonna get some drama in this fight. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And, you know, he's coming to take my IBF world title. So, you know, we're in a big fight, yeah.
What kind of reaction have you had so far since the fight was announced yesterday on social media and all that kind of thing? Has it been positive?
You know, there's been a lot more positive than negative. But, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. But end of the day, you know, he's been in with the best out there. You know, he got a draw with Timothy Bradley, and we all know that he's a two-time world champion and the guy who beat Manny Pacquiao, you know, so he's definitely been in good company. You know, he's at the elite level. So, you know, this is another test for me. We're going to see different things from me. You know, he can be there in his fights, and, you know, and he's bringing something different to the table. So I'm excited. I'm just excited to be back in the ring, back in Sheffield, and pleasing the fans again. But you know, I'm hunting for them big fights, and you know, I won't let the fans down. You know, I will get them.
And you mentioned Tim Bradley there, and obviously he's been mentioned in fighting yourself in future, possibly early next year. He's also been in the ring with the likes of Rios and Keith Thurman as well. Another name that you've mentioned, lost to Thurman in 10 rounds. So do you feel that whatever people say about Chavez, this is a good marker for you to lay down, to go on and face some of those other guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the Timothy Bradley were very, very close to happening. And I think, you know, I think it definitely will happen. You know, if not after this, it will definitely happen. But like you said, you know, I've got the title, haven't I? So... you know, it's just about, you know, making the fights happen, and I'm sure that the promoter Eddie Hearn can do that. You know, he's the best in the game at making these top fights. You know, but you know, it's every fight at a time. You know, every day at a time. And in front of me, Diego Chavez, you know, is definitely a warrior, and I'm excited to be back in Sheffield, 24th of October at the Sheffield Arena. You know, tickets go on sale Monday, so. You know, make sure you snatch them up, because it's going to be a barnstormer. Don't believe you me.
And every fight at a time. But do you feel there is now a pathway opening up for yourself? There's been loads of names chucked at potential Kell Brook fights, but now you've got Chavez in front of you. Obviously, Bradley's been mentioned, and then the door seems to have opened a little bit more with Amir Khan now. So do you kind of see that next 18 months really opening up for yourself in terms of getting these big fights and you know, seeing the names that are potentially in front of you even more now?
Yeah, I can see them in the distance, but you know, I've seen it many times before. You don't want to be looking too far ahead. I've got Chavez in front of me. You know, like I said, baby steps, and we're ready to take them names on after. But you know, I've got this fight in front of me from Argentina, and you know, he's going to be a handful. So that's who's in front of me, and that's who I'm looking to fight now. And we'll see after that.
Excellent. Well, Kell, we wish you the best of luck with the camp and the fight.
Thank you.